Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations to great radio stations along the GCN Live Radio Network, USA Radio Network, as well as selected Salem Media stations in some of the largest markets across the country. And, of course, our leading independent stations scattered here, there, and everywhere around the country. Now, let's not forget, we also broadcast via the world on the Internet and a satellite. We've got a big audience again tonight listening in India. And we've got Maria and her company, her friends over there, listening in Germany. So hello to both of them. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, the security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those out there keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the third watch, regardless of what you're doing or how you're doing it, especially the over-the-road 18-wheel drivers, the men and women coast-to-coast, border-to-border, our FedEx, our UPS, our bulk mail haulers, Felix and the gang, and our suicide jockers hauling the petroleum property or cargo out there to wherever it needs to go so that we can go. Now, don't forget, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Radio Show Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, Getter. We're on Donald Trump's social website, Truth Social. We're on Twitter, at Captain's America. And our website is simply the Captain's America Third Watch. Watch.com. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. All right. Well, joining us, continuing this hour, first of all, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
All righty. And then we're going to bring Denise Simon in from FoundersCode.com. Good morning to you, Denise.
Hey, good morning. Good morning.
79 degrees now, mostly clear skies, but they're out there in the porch. They've been waiting all night to do that. Okay, there you go. Kyle, lead us in the pledge.
Well, thank you, Captain. Here we go. I pledge allegiance to the flag
of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands,
one nation,
under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
For all.
Now, of course, and we of do. Course, go ahead. You go ahead.
Go ahead. No, you go ahead, Captain.
All right. Well, we emphasize the two words under God because our great country was formed on Judeo-Christian values. I just wanted to say before I turn it over to you, we had George chime in and say the main reason that some of these colleges are upset about this ruling is they're about to lose their student loan money. I don't know if money plays a part in this, but maybe it does.
Who's that for?
Denise, what do you think about that?
For anybody.
Yeah, go ahead, Denise.
For anybody.
No. Look. It's been a long time that these universities have been behaving this way. I know when my younger son was a freshman, he was having some of those issues at the University of Tennessee. And I had to kind of get involved, and this was with a professor, actually. And she didn't like him, one, because he was white, two, because he was a football player. And I got on the phone with her, and we kind of went round and round, and she finally said to me, you know, I'm not even supposed to be talking to you. He's an adult. I said, yeah, but I have power of attorney. But, you know, what she was accusing him of and the way she was treating him, the whole thing is this. Harvard, Stanford, Yale, UNC, I mean, we can go through a list of these schools, elitist schools, they have been, when it comes to CRT and all these other kinds of things, that's where all that was born, is at the universities. These schools have been discriminating against applicants for a long time, especially the Asian Americans. And that's really who brought this case to the Supreme Court, for the Asian Americans. They just want fairness. There's report after report that they're overachievers, of course, according to these universities and people that study them. When they get almost perfect scores on their college boards and all these other kinds of things, I mean, their achievements and their merit are excellent, but they won't take them because they're giving preferential treatment to the blacks and to the Mexicans, Mexican-Americans. So here's where we are. There's a couple of things that's missing in this debate that I was really, that I kind of witnessed personally with my younger son, and that is these schools, not only are they doing preferential treatment against whites and Asians, but on the admission side, but once you get in the classroom, the professors don't want you either. These schools don't want you, so don't even bother to try. I mean, you can pay the money for the application just to see what happens from a statistical standpoint. Your acceptability rate to get accepted into these schools, if you're a white or Asian and you've got an amazing application, is about 5%. But let's say you get accepted and you go. You get into those classrooms and these professors don't want you. Just look at how many times we've had some of these professors and the way they treat some of these students. Furthermore, there's just a story a couple of days ago about Penn State. And Penn State was going after an English professor because he was white. So there you go.
Alrighty, hold that thought, you guys, and we'll be right back with more here in the Captain's America Third Watch. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, Kyle Warren, the host of the KyleWarrenShow.com, and I'll be back. Jeff's going to take us to break. So here we go. We'll be back.
You found it. The most listened to radio program in the overnights. The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
It's all too obvious. We're being distracted by meaningless news headlines. When you dig to find the truth, you discover that the American way of life is being threatened by the institutions we used to trust. It's easy to see the future holds more food shortages, systematic controls, and government overreach. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are preparing. They're taking steps to be self-reliant and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy to get started and join the ranks with this limited-time offer. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get their top-selling 4-week emergency food kit. Enjoy tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get new lower pricing this week on these 4-week emergency food kits. Secure at least one food kit for each member of your family. They ship free, too. Those who know what's coming are preparing. Smart folks. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hi, Peter Picaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. people who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
You're tuned in to the hardest working overnight radio talk host in America, New York Fire Rescue and World Trade Center survivor Captain Matt Bruce on the Captain's America Third Watch. Always American, always conservative. God bless America.
You betcha. Thank you very much, Jeff, for doing that for us. And by the way, this portion of the program, our conversation with Denise Simon from FoundersCo.com, is brought to you by GEICO, spelled G-E-I-C-O. GEICO, of course, has been saving people money for over 85 years. They're currently the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 27 million drivers and counting. Now, GEICO and the website, G-E-I-C-O.com, GEICO.com, can do a cost comparison for you. Now, the cost comparison can be on the car you're driving, the truck you're driving. Maybe you've got a motorcycle, an ATV, a boat, or an RV that you have to insure as well. And they'll do all of that for you. And the more you add, the more of a discount you get. It's called a bundle. Now, if you decide that you want to add your homeowners or your renters or your condo insurance policy to your car, to your automobile policy, you're going to save even more money. That's the way that you save the most money of all. So go to the website, GEICO, G-E-I-C-O, GEICO.com, and see what they can do for you. I mean, after all you got to save is money, right? Okay, back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Back to Denise Simon from FoundersCo.com. Hey, Denise.
Hey.
And Kyle, you have a caller on the line, so I'll give it to you.
Well, thank you, Captain. That's right. Denise, we've got Aaron calling in from... good morning, Aaron, and what's your question for Denise?
Well, I just really comment about the Supreme Court decision. Being an American citizen that was born black in this country and knowing the history of the evils of slavery and Jim Crow and the lynchings and the... all the other, I can go on and on and on. And the decision, it seems pretty reasonable, seems pretty fair, addressing this issue of so-called affirmative action in this, especially when it comes to American citizens that are born black in this country. And in the issue, it's a tightrope. It's really a tightrope decision for me. I mean, I get what the Supreme Court is coming from, but there's always that but that still has a, when it comes to black American citizens that happen to be born black in this country, still a long way to go. The journey, the destination to quote unquote the promised land is still a long, and just a long, it's still a long way to go for American citizens that happen to be born in this country. But North Carolina, it gets a case. Harvard, it gets a case based on marriage and admission. But in the past, that was not always the case. So affirmative action was just a way of trying to repair some of the damage that was caused from the past. And unfortunately, that repair still goes on to this day. It still goes on. But a quick thing about what's going on in California with the reparations, if you can afford it, I'll support it. But California is a state that is broke. It cannot afford reparations. There was never Jim Crow in California. There never was slave plantations in California. There never was a lynching going on in California. I could be wrong, but I think I'm right. But anyway, mm-hmm. Professor Poptics, Denise, Cap, arrivederci.
Okay, go ahead.
What do you think, Denise?
Yeah, I mean, we can go back to Johnson, the civil rights movement, and those kinds of things. You know, there's a lot of corrections that needed to be made, and a lot of, you know, corrective measures were made. And so since then, you've had several other things that have happened. And the other component is here that, you know, there's been a lot of positives that have come out of the civil rights movement and affirmative action. But now I think we have gotten to the point where we're in conflict. Because now we have, I would say, reverse discrimination that is happening, as I just mentioned, certainly to what is happening with the Asian Americans and where they're trying to get into certain universities. And, you know, I went through some, you know, things with my younger son in his freshman year of college on reverse discrimination. And, by the way, that was back in 2004. The interesting thing that nobody brought up either yesterday is not only do these schools not want these students and the professors that don't want them, but there's also historically black colleges. Nobody brought that up.
Yeah, why do they have black colleges?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, I think it's time that the playing field has fairness in it, and that's all that that's the only reason that this case was brought to the Supreme Court.
Okay, we have two callers on the line. Let me go to caller number one. Bagab and Bob, what's on your mind?
I just wanted to ask Denise, what is the mechanism by which they can redact stuff? Congress wants certain documents and stuff. How can they redact stuff from unclassified documents? And or is that only get a congressman should definitely be able to see any unclassified documents that it wants to. All right, that's it, Captain.
Go ahead, Denise.
It's done on the fly, and whoever necessarily provides it, I've seen full pages that are black. They've redacted the entire page.
Mm-hmm.
What was the point in printing it out to start with? I would say that, you know, any kind of documents involves more than one person. So you can see the tos and the froms on the documents, and if the Department of Justice or whatever agency is going to redact, then you're going to have to go in the back door and go to those people that were involved in the particular issue.
Okay, here's caller number two. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
I'm Mary from St. Petersburg.
What's up?
Hey. Hi, good morning. Why don't they just decide to fix the whole school education system? You don't have a bunch of dummy there. Ask of the, maybe your average seventh grader, what is speak to the third power? And if he can't answer that question correctly, we have a problem. Why don't they just fix the education system for crying out loud? Thank you.
Touché.
All right, yeah, that's a good point, but, you know, that's...
Well, look, do you remember back during the Obama administration that they needed firefighters and he decided that he was going to put out an edict that they were going to reduce the testing standards so they could have more black firefighters?
That's
remember
right.
That one?
I do remember that.
Well, now, that same kind of playbook has been going on because I sit here and watch... How many schools are, over the, certainly since COVID, how many schools are not even bothering to have any of the college boards, the ACTs or the SATs,
mm-hmm.
to get in? So, you know, we're pushing kids through the public school system that by the time they graduate, they shouldn't even be graduating from the fourth grade, much less from the 12th grade.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to, you know, the Republicans and the conservatives are trying so hard to clean up education and what is happening in education and what should be going on in education that's not. All you have to do as an example is take a look at the Maryland public school system.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's really an outrage.
I agree. Go ahead, Kyle. You got about 45 seconds.
All right. Just a quick little change of subject here, Denise. So we understand that the Pentagon spokesman, Brigadier General Pat Ryder, evidently is telling reporters that the Chinese spy balloon that flew over the United States did not collect information. What do you think about that?
Blah, 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 blah. It collected information. What they're saying is that they didn't transmit any information. And that the United States, our military, used electronic warfare to prevent that transmission. I don't believe it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just not going to believe it. You know, it was a Chinese weather balloon. Remember that one? And now we're finding out it wasn't a weather balloon at all. In fact, it actually had spy gear on it. And the majority of that spy gear was American technology.
Yep. Yep. All right, here comes the music. We'll have to let you go. Catch you on the weekend show tonight. Have yourself a great day. Stay warm.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
It's going to be a hot day here, Kyle. All right, hold on, Kyle. Folks will be coming right back with more. Our military and veterans news segment coming up. And he's right. She's right. They're all right. They did have American technology on board that balloon.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
USA News Update. Democrats in Congress are demanding change in light of Thursday's Supreme Court ruling outlawing race-based admissions at the nation's colleges and universities. Congressman Joaquin Castro of Texas says affirmative action has given opportunities to underserved communities.
And today's Supreme Court decision ensures that our colleges and universities will look less like real-life America than they should.
He says if colleges cannot use race, then they should also be blind when it comes to legacy. Transgender influencer Dylan Mulvaney says she's angry at Bud Light for not defending her against transphobic customers.
Mulvaney said ever since she posted a video promoting Bud Light, she's received a large wave of hate and transphobia. Mulvaney said she's been patiently waiting for the company to reach out, but they never did. I'm Brian Shook.
I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, it's time for Military and Veterans News on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is, and this portion of the program always brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. Find them online at naa.edu. That's naa.edu. Go over there, check out their website, see what they're all about, see what it would take for you to become a very highly paid aviation maintenance technician. Now, you can qualify in certain different ways, but you have to have the training. You have to pass the test to get the federal certification, and that's what National Aviation Academy does. The only short way to do it is if you're coming out of the military and your MOS happened to be something in aviation repair. Then you could probably challenge the test right off the bat, or you could take a short refresher, and within a couple of months or so, 3 months, take the test. Challenge it, be well on your way to making a six-figure salary for the rest of your life. And that's a great way to go. So it's National Aviation Academy, NAA.edu, NAA.edu, phone number 800-659-2080. They have two campuses where you can learn. First one up in Massachusetts, Concord, Mass., just outside Boston. The second one is down here in Florida, Clearwater, Florida, just across Tampa Bay from Tampa, where I'm at. So that's what you need to do. NAA.edu, 800-659-2080. Ask to take the tour. Go find out what they're all about. Okay, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, the White House is throwing $3.1 billion to try to invest in a general community for the homeless veterans that are out there. And there's more of them on the streets now than there ever was because of the financial stress that's being had. People are losing their homes, and they're living out of their cars or living in these homeless encampments or whatever. And it's just terrible to see. And, of course, White House officials are now pairing the new legal support and job training programs for veterans with a $3.1 billion investment in general community support grants in an effort to further reduce the number of veterans facing homelessness. Now, I think it's a great idea, but if it works out the way some of the other things they've done, there's going to be a lot of people stuck in the middle.
Well, that's true. Hopefully it'll be the right trend, however, because we understand that the figure of homeless veterans across the country seems to be down about 11% since 2020, but also down 55% since 2010. And right now, Captain, there are upwards of 33,000 or more homeless vets out there.
Yeah, and there's a bunch of them down here in Florida. They come down here for the winter, and they camp out.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep. The Air Force is planning to phase out bonuses for airmen in 33 tough jobs. I don't think that's a great idea. But airmen in more than 100 of the Air Force's most challenging and crucial jobs will receive bonus pay in 2024. But the service is preparing to phase out nearly one-third of those fields from the incentive program.
Exactly right. And I think just what you just said, it's like, well, wait a minute, if these are tough jobs, you know, maybe we need to retain, you know, people to be able to do them, you know, in a volunteer force.
Now, the Army is modernizing, downsizing. They're preparing to axe some units and restructure some others. The service's top civilian, the Army Secretary, had an interview with the Army Times in an exclusive phone interview. But it's still not clear when and how the changes will play out. And they're talking about reforming some of what Special Forces does.
Well, that's right. Well, what they're concerned about, too, Captain, primarily, is the lack of new recruits. The recruitment challenges, the recruitment numbers aren't being met. So what the Army Secretary was talking about is they said, we can't have unready forces. And she said, and I quote, we can't have hollow formations. So this is a very significant change that they may have to make if recruitment doesn't pick up.
Well, the recruiters are having a problem because a lot of the educational facilities have shut them out and they don't want them there. So they've had to be more creative on where they go. So in addition, here's what's going to happen starting July 8th. The Navy recruiters will get an extra day to work on the weekend. And on the weekend, they can go out and get away from these schools and go to different events or different places where the younger people are. However, guess what? They're not at a school.
Well, exactly right. It's getting harder and harder. But certainly to say now, okay, you're working 6 days a week, you know, that's literally no pun intended here for the Navy, but it's all hands on deck.
Mm-hmm. Now, the U.S. Marine Corps is beginning to develop, they're taking the first step anyway, to define this next generation maritime pre-positioning ship, which will be smaller than vessels currently serving that purpose, like the amphibious assault ships, but still able to support distributed maritime operations. Instead of having perhaps 2,000 or 3,000 Marines on board, they'll have 900 to 1,000 or 800 to 1,000 on board. That'll be the difference in the size.
Yes, very interesting indeed.
Now, I don't know where all this is going to go, but we're hearing now from the Wall Street Journal that the mercenary leader, Prigozhin, planned to capture Russia's military leadership as part of the mutiny. He had also accelerated his plans after the domestic intelligence agency became aware of the plot. So, didn't happen. Now he's in Belarus, lives to fight another day. He got his military with him, by the way. He got his equipment with him, by the way. So he's just bolstered the Belarus army.
Yes, indeed. We almost witnessed a major development in history. It kind of got squashed, obviously, but barring some other little detail here, we might have seen something really go down in Russia.
Well, we did see something go down in Russia. It just wasn't to the extent that had been planned, and we're now finding out that there was more to the story, as is usually the case, right?
Well, sure. And, definitely, I mean, this is a total disaster, for Vladimir Putin. And again, we got to stay tuned, Captain, because you don't know what he's got in store. He's made deals and all this kind of stuff. But Vladimir Putin, I think he just doesn't forget. And so, again, the next shoe could drop at any time.
Now, the United States State Department has approved a $15 billion sale of an integrated air and missile defense system, battle command system, and related equipment to Poland as it upgrades its air defenses. $15 billion in Patriot and missile defense upgrades for Poland. I meant billion. Yeah.
Yes, that's right. It's the Integrated Air and Missile Defense Battle Command System. Also a wide array, they say, of supporting equipment as well. So obviously we saw what happened in that one time in Poland when a missile went into its, was thought to have gone into its territory. But certainly if the war can expand, then Poland definitely needs this kind of defense.
Well, Poland is one of our best allies in the region, so we need to take care of them first and foremost.
That's right. And we might add, too, Captain, and maybe on a little bit of a humorous note here, that the war that is going on is actually in Ukraine. It is not, as Joe Biden has said at least twice this last few days, going on in Iraq. So we just want to make sure that everybody knows the war is in Ukraine and not in Iraq, despite what Biden has said.
And next thing you know, we'll be fighting Khrushchev.
That's right. He'll be mad about Khrushchev one day. Who knows? Oh, my gosh.
You're watching a person implode right in front of you and becoming extremely senile and very incapable of being the president of the United States. All right, Kyle, hold that thought. Folks, you're coming back with more. And Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. Don't go anywhere. We shall return.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Complex.
supplement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
This is the Captain, Matt Bruce, and I want to take a moment to let you know how grateful I am personally to have you as part of this audience. We here at this radio station are very well aware that our success is all about folks like you listening on our airwaves, visiting our websites, and most importantly, doing business with our advertisers. It means a lot because the absolute best, most effective way to support our efforts of supporting America is to support the advertisers that you hear on the station and see on our websites. We believe in those businesses that partner with us, which is why we encourage you to consider them the next time you're in the market for what they have to provide. And if you do, make sure to tell them that you heard about them on this station. Additionally, if you are a business and would like to increase traffic through your real and virtual doors, then maybe it's time for you to become one of our advertisers. You won't regret it, so get started today by calling Steve Baltimore at 813-349-8240. Thank you for listening, and God bless America.
All right. And I am broadcasting from the Moss Family Automobile Studio, Moss Family Automotive Studio. And, of course, that's Moss Acura and Moss Nissan. Check them out online by going to MossFamilyAutomotive.com. Find out more about them. Okay, we've got Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, with us first. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
Now we have Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. His website, WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning.
Now we have a caller who I'm going to take and get up here so he can ask his or her question. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Charo
from Michigan.
Yes, sir. What's your question,
hey,
sir?
Well, I just want to make a statement right quick. With all the smoke coming down from Canada and the hot weather in Texas.
Yep.
And a bunch of different things going on weather-wise. We need to look at Revelation 18 to fully understand what's going on.
All right.
And I think, I personally think Revelation 18 is coming true in more ways than one. So we need to be on guard for something taking place here in the United States, such as like an earthquake.
Okay. Let me get to the guest because this is the guest time, and I probably shouldn't have taken a call. It's off topic, but thanks for your call. Call back again soon, my friend. Okay, Chris. He's talking about the weather, and obviously the weather sucks. Now I've got a weather advisory for you, and it's smoke again. Are you having problems there?
Could detect a little bit yesterday, but I was fine. I was outside doing things and didn't really notice much. Again, I don't know. You got some weird weather reports out there, like the BS that they're telling everybody about why airplanes are being delayed, saying it's due to thunderstorms here in the New York area. I live right here. I don't live far from the airports, and there hasn't been many thunderstorms. Most certainly not nearly as bad as I've seen it before in August. So I think a lot of this nonsense is just due to FAA screw-ups.
The other thing they're not telling you, Chris, is it's job actions, pilots and crew calling in sick.
Well, why would they be?
Of the flights, because of these guys are being forced to fly as many hours as they possibly can, right up to the very last minute that they can be in the air.
Yeah,
that's why.
I think it's more of an FAA thing. I don't think they have enough air traffic controllers. I mean, the New York metropolitan area, they're under 50% staffing right now. And again, this is due to the fact that government we still don't use modern technology when it comes to these things. They use paper slips to track airplanes rather than doing it electronically. I mean, it should have been handled a long time ago. And even the updates to the electronics are not going to be completed until 2029, which is stupid.
Now, let's talk about Joe Biden. He's been out blustering a lot this week about how great the economy is. Yesterday, he got a little backup to it that the GDP and some of the numbers that came out were far better than what they thought they were going to be. So what exactly is going on here? Are we in great shape, as the president would lead us to believe?
We're not in horrible shape, but as far as the actual, average American out there, I mean, you see when you go to the grocery store, you put a few things in your cart and you check out and you can't believe what you just spent. That's right in front of everybody's face. You can say the GDP numbers is okay. We revised upward to 2%. It had to do with net exports. That's all well and good, but, to most people out there, that doesn't translate. They're not seeing it. They're not feeling it. They know what their wages are down based upon what they have to spend on a regular basis. And that's what counts. I mean, it really does. You can say GDP is at 5%, but people are not feeling it, at home, that it's getting better. The whole kitchen table issues, it's not going to resonate.
Well, gasoline yesterday did drop, and I paid the cheapest I paid for it in a while. It was $3.11. But I had to, it was one of those cut-rate stations that I've been waiting for them to lower their price because I've been watching the price of fuel drop, and it finally dropped down to that level. It took a week and a half to do it, but it finally dropped down to the level where it should have been a week ago. So we are going to save a little bit of money on the 4th of July, but I have a reason to believe that it's going to go up just as high as it was before, not very long after that. What do you think?
I don't know because the Chinese economy is doing very poorly, and the efforts to get Russian oil off the markets has been a complete failure. That hasn't worked. They're just selling it to China and India and South Africa and other places. So they talk about a supply. There's a pretty hefty duty supply right now based upon demand. And if that's the case, then prices could remain lower.
Well, the economy looks like as if there may be some good news on the inflation front, but then we hear from the big stores like Target and Walmart that say that their inventory reductions are done, that they're down to the bare minimum, what they have to have in the stores to keep things going. With consumer spending and jobs still coming in strong, it looks like the inventories will make a positive contribution to the GDP in the second quarter. What say you?
Well, I think that they're being cautious. You remember, it wasn't too long ago, about a year and a quarter ago, where they were, you know, had inventories that were out of control and products that people didn't want, and they, you know, had to try to get those inventories down. And I think that they're going to continue to run, you know, probably a little bit lighter within their stores because they don't want that to happen. Again, you know, not to mention the fact, you know, you can still go to the stores. I went to Costco last weekend, and it was mobbed on a, you know, Sunday afternoon. But, I mean, I noticed it just in the way that I spend, you know, that I'm buying more online and having things shipped. And that was one of the things that Walmart did really well with their digital, you know, via Target, which has helped them. And I think you're going to continue to see that you know, drive because, again, it's efficient for these companies.
Well, normally when you're in season and it's warm and it's hot, the price of air conditioners aren't very cheap, right?
No, again, that's an inventory issue as well.
Well, that's what I was going to tell you. I got a hell of a deal, on an air conditioning unit yesterday that I ordered that'll probably take me a week or so to get to me because I needed to replace the one in my house. The unit I had there, the big one I had. So, but I got a hell of a deal, and it was like half as much as what it was, say, a year ago.
Oh, no, well, a year ago, forget it. I mean, things were, you know, there was serious supply chain issues and whatnot that drove the prices of everything through the roof. So, yeah, without a doubt, you know, you're going to get much, much better, you know, prices now than you did then. I mean, remember what the price of lumber was back at that point in time?
I do.
Yeah, so a lot of the inventory issues have been cleared up. So, yeah, a lot of those things are called durable goods have come down in price.
Kyle, got about a minute left. What's on your mind?
All right. Well, good morning, Chris. We noticed that in China, they've got a weaker than expected growth that happened in April and May. Looks like they want to take their own measures, kind of like happens here, and at least in terms of principle. What do you think is going to happen for the Chinese economy moving forward, and how's that going to affect us here?
Well, I you know, maybe was unexpected for some people. I you know, called it. We've been talking about this for a while. All of the Chinese numbers that I've been following going back for years and years and years, I never believed them at all. And without a doubt, they have an economy that is faltering. And it's real simple. It's a state-run economy. And anytime you have state-run capitalism / communism, whatever it may be, it's not going to work. Which is why I'm, you know, amazed that that's what, you know, that's basically what Bidenomics is we want to emulate China. What China is doing is not working. You got 20% plus youth unemployment. Kids are graduating from college there. They can't find a job. They're initiating, you know, they put in lower interest rates and initiating stimulus, and it's just not going to work.
Okay, we got to run, my friend. I'll talk to you on Monday morning. Have a great weekend.
You got it. Have a good one.
All right, Chris Markowski, Watchdog on Wall Street. We'll be right back with more with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and Frank Salvato, UndergroundUSA.com.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.